Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Professor Hergenrother over at the University of Illinois. Paul, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear your voice again. We visited with you many times last year as the U of I and Champaign-Urbana navigated the COVID crisis. What is happening on campus today?
Well, it's the second day of class today, so it's been really exciting to have everyone back in person and see people out and about again. So I think we're all excited and hopeful for a great semester and school year.
40-plus thousand students on campus, right?
That's right.
I think the number I heard was 42 or maybe 44. Do you have it down to the last kid? Do you know how many we're talking about, Paul?
I think they do a tally at day 10 to get the official number. So I think that'll come out in 8 days or so.
And then what is the protocol now? How are they getting about?
Right. So we mandated vaccination. And for those that, for whatever reason, are not vaccinated, they need to test every other day. So that's, you know, 3.5 times a week. And to get into buildings and to access other resources, such as electronic resources, one needs proof of vaccination or proof of a recent negative test.
If you have a negative test or if you've been vaccinated, then do you have to wear a mask?
Yes. Indoors, we're still requiring masks.
Even if you've been vaccinated?
Yeah, that changed this summer with Delta. So in the late spring, early summer, we went, that masking policy was relaxed. But in if you look at our dashboard in June, it was really remarkable. Our infections were kind of very, very close to zero. With Delta, it's kind of a different ballgame. And so the mask policy was reinstated a few weeks ago and remains in effect indoors.
Well, you're being super cautious. Your numbers were fantastically low. You're right. They were close to zero. Even when kids were on campus, it was below 2%. What's the dashboard now?
We're around 0.6%, 0.6, 0.7%. So, you know, still really good. But the Delta variant, there's just a lot of unknowns still. So we're being super cautious until we get more information on it.
Hmm. So how do you prove to somebody that you've been vaccinated?
We have a great app, the Safer Illinois app that was developed here on this campus, and that everyone uploads their vaccination cards, and that's cross-checked at McKinley with state and national records, and then you get the stamp of approval, and your app turns into the, you know, it shows the approved status, which means you're vaccinated or you've had a recent negative test.
And then if I've got that stamp on my phone, then how do I use that?
You just show it, so you can then get into the buildings. You show it, and then the electronic resources, it's obviously already linked. And so you're allowed to access the university email, Wi-Fi, course content, et cetera.
Oh, no kidding. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to do Wi-Fi, email, course content if I did not have that electronic stamp on my phone?
Yeah, that's right. That's
wow.
The idea. I mean, compliance is a big part of it, and all of our modeling suggests if people are out of compliance, obviously, then the whole thing kind of falls apart. And for the students, the best way to enforce that is with this digital access. And so, of course, there's a grace period, and we help them through it. But if people are really out of compliance, then that gets cut off, and then they get into compliance very quickly, we find.
Well, that doesn't sound very American. You're restricting my rights to get an education and do the things I want to do. You can't be telling somebody how to do that.
Well, we think it's best for the safety for everybody.
Yeah. But then this is different than the saliva test. You guys sounded like last year you sort of pioneered that, but then you also have this Illinois, the University of Illinois-based app. So those are two cutting edges of, if not the COVID battle, of the COVID monitoring, which is key. Are other people adopting your app that you've described?
Yeah, in different forms it's been adopted, and you're right, they're kind of used in tandem. The state has really adopted the saliva test also, and Shield Illinois was stood up as a means to get that to the rest of the state. So over 1,200 K through 12 schools are now using the saliva test and an associated version of the app, which is super exciting. And really, the in conjunction with this test to stay concept, which is if you've had an exposure, now instead of isolating, you can continually test every day with the saliva test. And if you remain negative, you can stay in the classroom, which is huge because, as I'm sure you know, a lot of people were in quarantine for a week or two, and then, you know, only a small minority of those ended up positive. So this has really enabled a lot of kids to stay in in-person learning. So we're excited about that, and that's just a big credit to Ron Watkins and the team at Shield Illinois for rolling this out throughout the state.
Paul Hergenrother is on the phone, the professor of chemistry at the University of Illinois. He was instrumental in that saliva test last year and was celebrated across the state and country for it. And so now the kids are going back this year safely, 40-plus thousand. Did the students go into the classrooms last year, Paul? Refresh my memory.
Yep, we did. We had in-person learning. Of course, we de-densified the classrooms, and so all the classrooms had, you know, kind of seats blocked off, and you can sit here and you can't sit here. So that was social distancing. And then we had, you know, this was pre-vaccination, as you know, and so we had our testing requirement where you had to show the result of a recent negative test to get into the building. And, you know, when I taught last semester, I had to show it on my own app to get in to teach. So, and, you know, we had no evidence of spread in our classrooms or research laboratories. So we were really proud of that.
Yeah, no kidding. So then the students go into the classrooms, the teachers are there, everybody's wearing a mask inside a building. What about the dormitories and cafeterias?
I don't know for sure. The policy is in UIUC on campus that there's masking indoors. I know a lot of the dorm, the cafeteria last year was kind of a grab-and-go service style. I think now they can do a lot of it outdoors, and so I think everybody is kind of, it's again a new era now with predominant vaccination, and so these first few weeks, I think there's just an abundance of caution until we get a real handle on it.
Yeah, but I mean, in the dorms, do you know what the policy is there? I presume they don't have to wear the masks in the dorms.
Well, I think if they're in their room with their, you know, their roommate who's considered part of their bubble, they don't. But on campus, the guidance is people wear masks in dorms if they're congregating in groups.
Okay. Anything else we should know about how you all are managing it down there?
I think that, you know, the announcement from the FDA yesterday, you know, changing the vaccines from authorized to approved, or at least for the Pfizer vaccine, you know, we hope that'll spur people that were reluctant to now get the vaccine. We have students from all over, of course, international students, students that didn't have access to the vaccine. So those people, we have clinics set up to vaccinate them. So the numbers, we think, will keep going up and hopefully get very, very close to 100% as we go.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Illinois is certainly an international magnet, students from the Far East and elsewhere. And I don't know what their vaccination status or rates are. So when they come over, they need to get vaccinated and then maybe quarantine for a while, huh?
Well, they get vaccinated, yeah, and we had that on their check-in, and we ran big vaccination clinics last week and continue to. And then they're like, you know, they're considered unvaccinated until they are 2 weeks post their second dose. And so they're, you know, they have to test three times a week. And so they're in that kind of every other day category until they're fully through it. But so we check with them and we offer it to them right away. And that's been really a great way to vaccinate more and more people.
On the quad, though, walking around campus, you're just carrying your mask then, I guess.
Yeah.
At least you can.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you're outdoors. And then you go inside the building, and while you're in the classroom, you've got the mask on, regardless of your vaccination status. So you're
right.
And to get into the building, you need to be vaccinated or prove that you've tested negative, right?
Recently, yep.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Paul, I guess I'll be calling you about 74 more times this school year.
It's always great to talk to you.
It is our pleasure. Thanks for your help this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. Good to talk to you. and take it easy.
Paul Hergenrother is a professor of chemistry at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and was one of those guys that came up with that simple COVID spit test. And now that app sounds pretty clever, too. You know what? I didn't ask him. I will next time. But how applicable is this to a place like CPS that would seem to be something they could try and adopt? Hey, Dave, you're on WGN. We can put him back on. Dave, you're on the air. What can I do for you, Dave?
Hey, one thing that wasn't brought up is I'm a parent of two girls that go down there. And the peace of mind that U of I has given us is...
How about it?
...is unbelievable. Yeah. They are just super. Another thing that the girls get on their app is if someone has tested positive, a student within X number of blocks, they're alerted.
Wow.
That someone is has tested positive. So it's just an amazing feat they went through to get this out, and makes me feel happy. I got other things to worry about then, but not the COVID.
Yeah, oh, for the good old days when we were just worried about all those other things.
I know.
What a great call, Dave. Thanks for joining us. Paul's still on the phone line. Thanks, Aleph. Hey, Paul, are you still there?
I am.
What's your opinion about the applicability of that to the Chicago public school system, either the saliva testing or the I don't know, what advice or wisdom do you have about the kids going back to school in the buildings at CPS?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, Shield Illinois was set up by the state to kind of get this technology out to K through 12. Over 1,200 schools have signed up, and Chicago Public Schools, as of now, are not. That public school district has not yet signed up, but I know there has been discussions. But whether they use this testing or some other testing, I think it's definitely a major tool in the arsenal that needs to be used.
And by the way, are you speaking about the app or are you talking about the saliva test?
Both. I mean, the test would be the major part of it, but they get their results then back on a version of the app. Yep.
Yeah. So I guess that would require those Chicago public school families to be electronically dialed in and compliant with the testing procedures, right?
That's right. Yep. So there's a great model now for it with, you know, over 1,200 schools. So I think that as things go, hopefully more and more schools will sign up.
And, you know, if the cost is an issue, they did get $1 billion from the federal government for this very sort of thing. So I'm not going to give them a pass on that completely. Professor, thanks for your time again.
Great to talk to you.